Sometimes it could be stressful to be a gabbai. You know, you have to figure out who should get an aliyah, who should get which aliyah. This guy should get shlishi, this guy should get shishi. You don't want to insult anybody. And then you have to cheshbin who is getting two aliyahs, and this guy didn't even get one aliyah yet. It could be very difficult. But Baruch Hashem, we have a little bit of guidance sometimes. And for example, the Magen Avraham, there's a very famous Magen Avraham. It's in Siman Tov Chaf Ches, I think. Magen Avraham tells us that if a person is a Chacham, so he should be given the Aliyah of, let's say, a special reading, whatever the special reading is. Let's say it's the Aseres HaDibros, or it's a Shira, or whatever it may be. The special readings should go to a Chacham. So we have a little bit of guidance from the Magen Avraham. That same Magen Avraham is somewhat, has a detail which is somewhat lesser known. And he tells us that in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Matos, Masei, where the Torah goes through the traveling of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, and it goes through all the different places where they went. So in many, many Chumashim, it says that the Rishon Aliyah goes until Pasuk Yod, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, somewhere around there, and then picks up the Levi, the second Aliyah. The Magen Avraham says that is not what you should do. You should do instead, you should have one straight Kriya from the beginning of the Masa, of the Masos, until the end of the Masos. That's the Magen Avraham. It's the Magen Avraham in Tav Chav Ches. And it's a very interesting Magen Avraham. I mean, we're going against what's printed in many of the Chumashim. This actually seems to be the minhag in many, many shuls, to follow the Magen Avraham and keep it as one long Kriya, one long Aliyah. Now why? Why should that be that the Magen Avraham is telling us to go out of our way and read all of the Masaos, all of the places where Klai Yisrael went to, as one long Kriya? What's the reason for that? And we know the Chazan, when he sings the Masaos, he sings it as like a song. So maybe you'll say you don't want to stop in the middle of a Shira, you don't want to stop in the middle of a song. Could be. But L'chaira, there's a deeper idea behind it. What's the deeper idea? How many Masaos are there that Klai Yisrael went through? How many places did they travel? How many times did they travel when they were in the Midbar? You count it up, it's 42 Masos. There are 42 places that Klai Yisrael traveled in the Midbar. 42 travels in the Midbar. What's the significance of 42? So besides the fact that Mem Beis is Rosh Yateva's Maisa Bereishis, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, but Mem Beis happens to be, 42 happens to be one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the Shemos of Hashem. We're familiar with Yudke, Vavke, Adnos, Elokim, etc., the different names of Hashem. One of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's known as the Shame of Mem Beis Osio, so 42 letters, the 42-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I remember correctly, the Ramban in the Agdamah to Chumash says that that was actually the name that Hashem used to create the world, Maisa Bereishis, Mem Beis. So, Zak the Magen Avraham, you know why there's an inyan to keep it all as one long aliyah? Because these 42 masos represent the Shem Hashem, the Shem Yurke Vav, I mean the Shem 42, the 42 letter name of Hashem. What is going on over here? I mean, it sounds very strange. The 40 happens to be, it's 42. The Klai Yisrael traveled the Midbar. What does that have to do with Hashem's name? Very strange. But the Pshat has done an incredible insight over here. Incredible. If you look in the beginning of all of the Masos, Pasuk says something a little bit strange. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Masos. The words are, Motza'ehem l'maseyem al pi Hashem. Where they traveled, where they were, al pi Hashem. And then it goes again and says, Ve'ele mas'ehem l'motza'ehem. And it repeats again, and these are where they were and where they traveled. Zakt Rabbeinu B'chaya, beautiful insight. Zakt Rabbeinu B'chaya says like this. He says, yes, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar traveled 42 travels. And it was all al pi Hashem. Every one of those times, the Anane Yakavod got up, and then Klal Yisrael followed. Now Anane Yakavod rested, and then Klal Yisrael rested. And that's how it went, again and again and again. Everything was al pi Hashem. Zokta Binu Bechaya, that's why the Torah repeats again and says, Ve'elam Aseim L'motzeim, it tells us again, and these are the travels and where they were, because the pshat is that it wasn't only then in the Midbar that Klal Yisrael had this experience of traveling al pi Hashem. But every single one of us in every generation, we are always traveling, we always end up, wherever we end up, al pi Hashem. How incredible is that? Imagine, we're in the Midbar. We don't know where to go. We have no idea. But we don't need to be concerned. We don't need to be afraid. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, okay, now go here. Now stop. Now go there. Now rest. When Hashem says you go, you go. It's very clear. And when Hashem says rest, you rest. And you have nothing to be concerned about. You don't have to be confused and trying to figure out, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I not doing what I'm supposed to be doing? How do I know where to go in life? There's no question. Hashem is telling you exactly where to go. Zokt Rabbeinu Bechaya. In today's day, we're living in a time of Hester. It's hidden. It's Hester Panim. We don't see the Anane HaKavod getting up and leading us, or the Amud Eish and leading us. But Zokt Rabbeinu Bechaya, that doesn't mean that Hashem is not leading us in the exact same direct guidance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still leading us. When we end up somewhere in life, in some situation or whatever it may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there along with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us to that situation. Hashem brought us to that situation because that's where we need to be. And that's where our challenge is going to be, and that's where our opportunity for growth and for Kiddush Shem Shemayim is going to be. It's al pi Hashem. And that's why it's so important that this Aliyah, 42 Masos, should be read as one long Aliyah. Because we need to remember that everywhere we go in life, life is a journey. And every step along the way, it's all al pi Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us wherever we're going, every step of the way. Now, there's an interesting thing, which if you look in the Megillas Eicha, there's a pasuk that says, Kol roidfei sigua bein hamtzarim, all those who chased after Klal Yisrael, they were able to catch up with Klal Yisrael during Bein HaMetzarim. What does Bein HaMetzarim mean? Chazal tell us. Bein HaMetzarim are the 21 days between Shivas B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. It's 3 weeks. The 3 weeks. 3 times 7 is 21 days. There's 21 days in this time period. And these days are called Bein HaMetzarim. Anybody, it's a time of punishment for Klal Yisrael. It's a hard time for Klal Yisrael. The Churban, Beis HaMikdash, Rishon, Visheni, many things that, 10 things in the list of the Mishnah and Tainus that Klal Yisrael suffered in this period, 21 days. But 21 days, the Marsha in Bechairis tells us, on Daf Ches, I heard from my Rebbe, Zichat Tzadav Kaddish Levracha, Rav Moshe Tversky, Hashem Yikom Damav. He said there was this Marsha, that these 21 days of the Bein HaMetzarim also correspond to the 21 days of Rosh Hashanah until Simchas Torah. Days of Simcha, Ava, Rachamim, incredible days. And everybody knows when you take 21 and you add it to another 21, what do you end up with? 42. That's the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being there with us. Hashem is there with us in the times of pain, in the tzaris, and Hashem is there with us in the times of simcha, the ava. And there's different ways that we can see Hashem and experience Hashem. But Hashem is there. It's the same Hashem the whole time. Kol roidfei sigua bein hamitzarim. It's brought down from the Baal Shem Tov in many places. Kol roidfei, Roid Feha is spelled Roidev Ka. Anybody who chases after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hisigua Ben Amtzarim, will be able to catch up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be able to achieve closeness with Hashem during this tkufa of the 3 weeks. Like we said, wherever we go in life, it's always an opportunity to connect with an element, with a perspective, one of the parts of the Shem Hashem. Any one of the 42 Masos, Klai Yisrael, we're connecting with one of the parts of the Shem Hashem. Klai Yisrael, we're connecting with a different element, a different perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same is true of all of us, wherever we are in life, any situation. It's always another opportunity to be able to connect with another angle, with another part of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now, specifically in this period of the 3 weeks, when sometimes people have extra difficulty, it's hard, it's avelus, it's sad. But that itself is a reason why it's an opportunity to connect even more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because at the end of the day, like we know, there's no atheist in a foxhole. When a person goes through a hard time, a person goes through a difficulty, it's a hechatimtza, it's a means of being able to dig deeper, being able to connect more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our true essence, with our neshama, tahira, k'daisha. We should be zeichet taka, bezus Hashem, all of us together, in this tkufa, to be raidif achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this tkufa, and through that we will be zeichet, not just this tkufa, but throughout our entire lives, every step of the way of life's journey, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that be zeichet, that these time will be a simcha dika time, will be like the 21 days of Tishrei, and Tisha B'Av will taka become from Avel l'sasan, from Yagain l'simcha, with the gula b'mher b'meinu. Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos.